We continue our learning Leila Nishmas David Ben Menachem Rishem Tav Yaakov and Pinchas Leila. We're in Darim Perik Yud Mishnah Dalet. At the beginning of the Perik, we learned that Narama Orasa, the father and the husband, who's the Oras, could do Hafaras Nedarim Beshutfus in partnership. They both have to be engaged in the Hafar in order to cancel, to annul the vows of this woman of the Arusa. We also said that a Nara, a Baal, cannot be Mefer Bekodmin. A Baal, after Nisuin, cannot do Hafaras Nedarim on Nedarim that she took before Nisuin. An Oris, however, can be Mefer Bekodmin. The Oris has the ability to do Hafaras Nedarim on that which she took before the Erisin, because he does it in partnership with the father. So if you have a case where, let's say, Nara Marasa took a Nedar, and her father and her husband, her Oris, did not hear about the Nedarim, and she enters the Chuppah with those Nedarim, there's no Hafara anymore to those Nedarim, because the father can't be made for them, because once she gets married, she enters the Chuppah. His zuchus, his privilege in doing hafaras nedarim, has been released, has been uprooted, and the Baal also can't be made for those nedarim because the Baal can't be made for bekodmin. Because of that, the Mishnah is coming to teach us a minog that Tamil Chachamim used to had, where they were concerned about an Ara Marasa, that she'd be leaving the Rishus of the father, entering the Rishus of the husband for Nisuin, that she should not enter with Nidarim, because then they cannot be annulled. So says the Mishnah, Derech Tamil Chachamim, the minog of Tamil Chachamim was the following. Ad shelo haisa vito yotza meetzlo, where was the father? The father's a Tamil Chacham. Before his daughter would leave his jurisdiction, before she would leave his rishus to enter the rishus of the Baal of for chuppah, Omer lo, he would say to her, Kol nedarim shenadar to besoch beisi harehein mufar. All nedarim that you took in my all vows you took in my house are now mufar. Now you have to remember the nedarim are only annulled if the oris also does hafaras nedarim in this similar way before she enters his rishus for nisuin, as they're still when they still have erisin, and therefore the mishnah there says v'chein habal atzol tikanis the rishuso. And in order to avoid this problem, along with the father who's the talmid chacham who would annul any nedarim before she'd enter the chuppah, the baal would do the same before she'd enter the chuppah. Omer lo, he would tell his arusa, Kol nedarim shenadart at shaloti kansi l'rishusi harehein mufarin. All nedarim that you took before you were entering my rishus, before we enter the chuppah, are now annulled. So, and they would do this for what purpose? Shemi she tikanes l'rishuso enyachol hafer. Because after nisuin, the baal cannot be made for the nedarim hakodmin, as we explained. And the father, of course, has no jurisdiction, no authority over her once she enters the chuppah. Some learn from our Mishnah that the father is able to be mefer in the nedarim of his daughter, and the baal in the nedarim of his wife, even if they didn't hear about them, as long as they are ro'u l'shmoa, as long as meaning that they're not deaf, that they're capable of hearing them. Because here, we don't know about any nedarim, but nonetheless, it sounds like they're annulling nedarim, even though they didn't hear them at all. Perek Yod Mishnah Hey. In Maseches Ksuvos Perek Hey Mishnah Beis, we learn the following. Nostim levisula shneimasar chodesh, mishatava habal, lefarnes esatzma, or besula, we give 12 months from the time that the husband, tava means like solicits her for marriage, which may mean engagement, it may mean erison, maybe a little bit after erison. For what purpose? Lefarnes esatzma, to prepare herself for the wedding, wedding dress and cosmetics and everything she would need for the wedding, for the marriage. V'lalmana shloshim yom. And for an almana, after what we call tava habal, the baal solicits her for marriage, we give her 30 days. Higiyaz man velonistu, the Mishnah says in Ksuvas. This is again the fifth parak, second Mishnah. Ochlos mishalo. If the time now arrives for entering the chuppah and they don't get married, so then the husband has, and the Gemara at the beginning of Ksuvas on Daf Beis and Aleph discusses what are the circumstances. Is the husband's fault they're not getting married? The wife's fault they're not getting married? Someone got sick? The other reasons. So here the Mishnah there says ochlos mishalo, meaning he now is obligated to give her mezonos, as we mentioned earlier in this parak. So we see from here that there are times that a woman can be nizonis from her, get nizonis from her husband, even when they're still erisin, even before they enter the chuppah. And our Mishnah has a machlokes tanoim in what the halacha is regarding her husband being mefer nedarim, because the Gemara assumes kolaha noderes al das bala noderes, meaning that which the Torah says that a husband can annul the nedarim of his wife. The reason for that is because we assume that when a woman who takes a neder, it's al das bala, meaning it's as if she's saying explicitly when she takes a neder that if my husband doesn't want the neder, it shouldn't be a neder, and that's why he has the right to annul them. And therefore, the machlokes is if a woman is noderas al das bala, do we assume that that's true once he starts giving her mazonos, he begins to support her? Or that's only where she enters the chuppah, and therefore he, at this point, since she has not entered the chuppah, maybe the husband does not have the right of hafaras nodarm. So the Mishnah here says, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey, Bogeres, Sheshah Hasa Shnei Masar Chodesh. You have a Bogeres. She's a Ma'orasa. She's Birshus Atzma. Her father has no jurisdiction because she's a Bogeres. She's beyond, she's 12 and a half. So the question is now, does the husband now, if she's waited 12 months for marriage and the husband's not bringing her into the chuppah and he's now giving her mezonos, does he have the right to do hafaras nedarim? V'almana shloshim yom, and regarding the almana, 30 days. So what's the halacha here? So we mentioned before that one of the mishnayos was lefi, according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. This is the Rabbi Eliezer that we were talking about. Rabbi Eliezer omer hoi lubala chayv mezonoseha yafer. The husband is now chayv to give him mezonos, even though they haven't entered the chuppah. He therefore has the right to do hafaras nedarim, because Rabbi Eliezer holds, since she's getting him mezonos, she's obviously noderes only al das bala, and therefore he should have the right to annul. V'chachamim omim ein abal mefer ad she tikanis l'reshuso. Only when she enters the chuppah is when she enters his reshus, that's when he's able to do hafaras nedarim. We don't assume she's making an eder al das bala if she's not yet and has entered the chuppah. Some hold that when it says Ache Tikares L'Rishuso, it doesn't have to be that she physically enters the chuppah. If the father gave his daughter to the Shluchei HaBaal, to the agents of the Baal, that is considered Knisa L'Rishuso as well, even regarding Hafaras Nedarim.